We shouted, "Yes, yes," in global unison with "Da, da."
This is Poetry Radio. I'm Bill Morgan. This time, Lucia Gatzi is going to read her own poem, Vanishing Point.
Back in the 50s, the small rockets would go up like stars falling the wrong way, and we watched on TV as the ground cameras almost, but not quite, lost them. In the haze of gray, a feathery plume would spit out a snake tail of smoke, and we all hoped never to see the metal glint again. But then it would drop back out of the sky like a kite gone suddenly windless, or the plummeting gauge of the ventilator when your lung muscles went limp. This was all in preparation to beat the Russians. We pictured them swaying over there in their red pajamas, fists pounding the tables of godless vodka like Khrushchev, so it was a surprise when Sputnik went all the way up and we sat numbed, watching it hover in its own disappearance, a shining heart suffocated in thick, camera-shaken, fibrillating space, our own air too heavy to breathe, so that hope just flatlined. But something soared up, too, alongside the rising enemies. Our eyes sought it with the hunger you have for the first step after a paralyzing illness. We shouted, "Yes! Yes!" in global unison with "Da, da." And then it sank home, the divided sea splashing the Cold War back at us. You worked so hard to get everything back, and it all did come back, including everything that was wrong before.
That was Vanishing Point by Lucia Gatzi, read by the poet. I'm Bill Morgan. Poetry Radio is a co-production of WGLT Radio and the Department of English at Illinois State University.